This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. That's USAprepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time on GCNLive.com. Also picked up on Republic Broadcasting and affiliates throughout the country, like KLID, AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Marty Barrett today. Welcome, Marty.
Hey, since last week you got me all stirred up about taxes. I never realized how many taxes I was paying everywhere. So I've got my notebook and pencil ready for all your hints on how I can do something about it.
I just heard a tax deduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfectly quiet until now.
Yeah. Well, your tax deduction is in class with us. That's wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
So let me just have a few disclaimers here. Class, this is part two of Start Your Own Business. Make your passion your business. Make your hobby your business. Extreme Tax Deductions, part two. All of the statements that I make are based on life experiences, what others have experienced firsthand. They contain my opinions. Now, please proceed at your own risk. Now, just to nail home this point, don't believe anything that I say. Do your own research, and so consider this class as entertainment. And Marty, last week I asked you this question: of all the people that you know, and you know many people that I don't know, who's better off? Those that have their own businesses or those who have jobs? Who's better off?
I would say their own businesses, and you have to like the boss at that point.
Yep.
So I think, and it sounds like you're going to do me more help with taxes that way.
I am. So we're gonna start our own business. So Marty, you are a college instructor and you have been in the hard sciences for a couple decades. So it's not something that's new to you, but you haven't started your own business, but you've done things that could be in your business. So what would you like your business to be? We'll build a business around you right here in this classroom. And I'll tell you, I'll just list off extreme tax deductions, and then you can ask me all the questions you'd like about that. So let's build your business. What's going to be?
Okay, I think I could be a professional tutor. Certainly on the side, you know, helping high school kids or kids in other colleges to get up to snuff on the hard sciences.
Okay, so these are children who have a little bit of difficulty understanding the classroom material. Maybe they are stuck on some points that need to be refreshed that they should have learned, could have learned, didn't learn. Maybe just need some further clarification, or maybe they need a lot of help. But so there are clients or customers out there that you can help. Is that correct?
Yes, and usually I get them a couple weeks before the final exam.
Uh-huh.
I've had some that I brought from a failure up to a 77 on a long weekend, 3 days. But the student practically lived here. He dreamt science, and we got him out, got him through it. So I feel like my business could be successful, and maybe I can resist paying some taxes along the way.
Okay. And we're not talking about tax evasion, class. That's illegal. But tax avoidance is perfectly legal. Okay. So I'm going to just list, Marty Barrett, some, we'll call these business use of the home, potential business expenses slash tax deductions. Okay. So for office, and I sat down at the computer at the kitchen last night and I just typed off a whole bunch of these things. I'm just going to read them and then we'll discuss them. So office supplies, pencils, paper, pens, notebooks, business cards, stamps, envelopes, flyers, posters, signs. Office equipment, calculator, telephone set, telephone answering machine, a PC, PC monitor, like a second monitor, you know, so you can have two and two screens at one time. PC headphones, PC microphones, PC software, PC tech support, PC repair, the printer, PC peripherals, and software subscriptions. Communications, the cell phone additional warranty plan, the cell phone case, the cell phone repairs, a voice recorder. For a security system, an electronic security system, system installation, monthly subscription fees, security system repairs, a dog, dog food, dog house, dog bed, dog collar, dog license, dog medications, vet appointments and visits. A camera. And I even have dog repairs. And what do I mean?
Oh, we got those.
Fixing.
Three dogs, we got some dog repairs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then preventative measures. So cats. Cats prevent mice damage. Certain businesses this will apply to. The purchase of a cat. Adoption fees. Cat collar, cat food, cat medications, vet appointments and visits. Tools. Hand tools, power tools. In the electrical aisle, new circuits, new outlets, new switches, electrical upgrades, okay? Extension cords, power strips, surge protection, light bulbs. Yeah, light bulbs. Appliances, coffee maker. Can you deduct a coffee maker? I'm going to tell you how if you want to know. A mini refrigerator, carpet cleaning equipment, stereo system and speakers, a window air conditioner dehumidifier, television cords, cables, okay? Office furniture. Desks, chairs, rug, wall-to-wall carpet installation, lamps, paintings, pictures, office decor, chairs, mats, and here's some supplies, cleaning supplies, office paint, house modifications. Yeah, if you have to modify your house for your business, let's say you have a client that needs a wheelchair ramp. Oh, yeah, that's bona fide. Bathroom modifications, same tree removal. Let's say there's a tree in the way of parking. Driveway modifications. Then the expenses that pertain to the house. Let's say you have a 10-room house, 1/10 of, or if you have a 7-room house, 1/7 of. 1/7 of what? Repairs. That'd be roof, siding, driveway, plumbing, heating, electrical. Okay. Maintenance of those same things. Roof, siding, driveway, plumbing, heating, electrical, etc. Water bill. Electric bill. Real estate taxes. Homeowner association fees. Neighborhood dues. Exterior painting. Lawn maintenance. Whether you do it yourself and buy a lawnmower or whether you have someone do it for you. Trash removal. The lawnmower. The lawnmower maintenance. Fuel, filters, and oil. Travel at 54 cents a mile traveled, and meals. Businesses, business meetings at 50% for the meals, and if they're educational, meals 100%. And, of course, clothing. So I rattled those off very quickly. So let's go into your business. Now let's see if I've got this right. So we're going to be tutoring some people, some of them young, and some of them maybe a little older than that, because you have some, don't you have older students attending some of your classes?
My students back? Vary in age from 13 to 77.
Okay.
So right, we've got a wide range of people.
And this is college, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to be teaching some of these people at your home. Are there any of those potential deductions that I mentioned that piqued your interest? Like, how would I do that? Okay, let's go for it.
Well, one thing I was thinking about, I wanted to add to your list, is when you talked about the software and such, I might have to get a consultant to make a nice website for myself.
Okay.
And I'm presuming that's tax deductible?
Absolutely. So we have some ways to point. One of our instructors, Ed Marvini, is in Florida. He can do that for you, and he has a special price for you. But you know, you can have that done locally. You can learn how to do it yourself. You can hire somebody to do part of it. You can finish the rest of it. But if you are using that website for your business, those expenses are tax deductible, absolutely. And so is the cost of the web hosting company. So if you use Bluehost, then it's $5 per month, or you upgrade to a more expensive plan with more bandwidth, if you will, you can spend more. But yes, all of that is deductible because it is a business expense. It's all bona fide. And so you're consulting, yes. If you have to go to eBay and buy a book, let's say you buy a book on how to develop a website using WordPress because, you know, you need to do that, that is a deduction as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm unstoppable now.
Well, no, it's not. There's no stopping this. You're absolutely right. So I'm sitting here right next to a case of notebooks. I went to the Chinese factory outlet class, you know, that's Walmart, and they had notebooks at the start of school, and they were selling them for, they used to sell them for 10 cents. Well, they jacked up the price. They went to 15 cents. They went to 17 cents. So they were selling these spiral notebooks, and let me just tell you how many pages they are. They are one subject, 70 sheets, college ruled. Some of them have blue covers, green covers, yellow covers. So I bought three cases of them. At 17 cents a piece, why would I not do that? So I have these. Now, I'm sitting at the studio. I have three or four of these in front of me. And when I'm on with Dr. Joel Wallach and Dr. Norman Shealy, I take my notes. And so it's part of my business, this radio broadcast business. I have them all. So if I get audited and they say, Finelli, show me these. Show me what this deduction is. I'll say, well, I'll tell you, can I show you a picture? I've got a picture right here on my little camera. I can show you that. But if you want, I can come back in a couple of weeks, and I'll bring you, you know, I'll bring my hand truck, and I'll bring these cases and notebooks in. But I have them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a legitimate deduction. And so is the Bic pen that I bought several packages of at the Chinese factory outlet. I think they're like a dollar for 10 or so. I use them, and so that's another deduction. So, yes, it is unstoppable. And so is the electricity that powers your computer that runs the Internet. So do you have another question that relates to what I might have said?
Well, one thing, I was looking at the legal deductions online.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I noticed they said no dogs.
That's crazy.
Do you think that'd be okay? Anyway, how would you explain around that?
All right. Well, I can use my case, and then I can use your case.
Okay.
So right now, we've had as many as five dogs right here at the farm. And if someone comes up to our farm, they are the first bell to ring. They
mm-hmm.
bark. They say somebody's here. Now, why is that important? Well, for me, it's important for my security. Okay? It lets me know that someone's here and that I wasn't expecting. Because if I was expecting them, I'd be looking for them. Okay?
Right.
So I'm being surprised. It could be the UPS driver. It could be the United States Postal Service carrier. It could be somebody I don't know. It could be someone intending to do me harm or my family harm. Okay, right now there's an escapee from our local jail.
Mm.
And he's heading north from the jail, and my dogs are on patrol. Is that a security system? Is that bona fide? You bet. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Barrett's with us, and we're talking about extreme tax deductions. Marty, I mentioned the dog, and you said that your research says that you cannot deduct a dog on your as an expense on your income tax, and I'm saying that's absolutely nonsense. However, you know, make sure you do your own research, class. So I have a dog that's who's an English Mastiff, and an English Mastiff typically weighs, up to 230 pounds, typically 160 to 230 pounds. Ours is on the high end of that weight. There is no question, in my mind that when he's outside, and he's outside a lot, that if someone comes to the house and he just stands at the driveway, they're intimidated, okay? Absolutely. And if this escapee comes on our property and sees our dog and our dog barks at him, He's not gonna come forward. He's gonna go the other way. No question in my mind. So that is one part of our security system. And we have other dogs who are on patrol outside all the time. Okay, so is it bona fide? Yes. And
so
and
more than one dog would be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now bear in mind, let me say this. Let me go back just a little bit. I attended a seminar many, many years ago, back in 1980. It was about how to invest in real estate and become financially independent. Not wealthy, but independent so you can be in control of your life. And I was late for the seminar. I paid $495 for the seminar, and it had a money-back guarantee. So I thought, well, you know, I can go, and if I don't like it, I'll get my money back if I leave before 12 noon on day number one. It was a two-day seminar, Saturday and Sunday. So I went to the seminar, and I walked in, sat down, and it was a big seminar, like 500 people or so in this room. And the seminar presenter said, "So how many of you have been audited?" And I sat in the back so I could see people in front of me, and a couple hands went up, just a few. And I sheepishly raised my hand, and I've been audited. And the seminar presenter said, "The rest of you are paying too much in taxes." Okay? And that goes back to our class number one of last week. If you haven't been audited, you're probably paying too much in taxes because you're not taking those extreme tax deductions that you are entitled to. Okay. Now, what kind of dog do you have?
Three rescues.
Okay. Well, all right. And let me ask you, what size are they? Just give me a weight.
160 to 40s.
Okay, one of them weighs 60 pounds, two of them weigh 40 pounds. Okay, is anyone a little concerned if they come to your house about the 60-pound dog maybe not being friendly? Is that a possibility?
More so one of the 40-pound dogs is the boss.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the point. So you have your class, and sometimes you're going to be teaching people that you don't know very well in your own home, okay, and your husband may not be there. Is that right?
True.
Mm-hmm. So you may be all alone. Okay. So that dog or those three dogs are a deterrent, and they are part of your security system. So if I were you and I made that choice to deduct the expenses of the dogs, the veterinarian supplies, the vet visits, the travel to buy the dog food at 54 cents a mile and back, and the dog food and, you know, the supplements and all that kind of expense that you go through. And in your neck of the woods, I believe you have dog licenses, right? You have to pay a fee in order to have a dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so with all those expenses to have man's best friend and the security system, I would deduct it. If it were me, I would deduct it, and I do. And I would be prepared to defend that. And if audited, I would say, "Are you kidding me? I'm alone, I'm teaching, and I absolutely have to have protection." Not only that, you know, the dog's probably going to bark first, bite first, and then I'm going to pull out my gun. Which, by the way, that's on line 15 as another deduction. Seriously.
Now, what if my dog needed surgery? That would they feel that was... exorbitant?
Well, it's not what they feel. It's what you feel. You just have to defend it. Now, if you have an investment in your security system, and you would, because they don't come pre-programmed, you actually have to train your security system, don't you?
Yes.
So you have an investment of time and money in that security system, and they don't last forever. I mean, these security systems fail at some point, typically around 10 years. They fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this investment, and if that investment needs repairs... Absolutely. It is an expense against the business, in my opinion. If your business requires it. Now, if your business doesn't require it and you just think it's cool to have a dog, that's kind of hard to justify. But in your case, I think it's absolutely 100% bona fide, just as I do in my case. Yeah. So think about some of these other things that I've listed, and we'll talk about them when we come back. Marty Barrett's with us. Extreme Tax Deductions, Part 2.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch today. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
class, we're talking about extreme tax deductions, all bona fide, in my opinion. Marty Barrett's with us, and we're building her business, which is a tutorial business where she's going to instruct people who need help in the hard sciences at the college and high school level. Marty, do you have any questions about some of those extreme tax deductions that I read
off
before?
Yeah, I do, but first I wanted to add something to your list. I'm getting all excited about this. Membership to professional organizations. I have to be current in the field, so that would certainly be a deduction.
Yes, and because it's educational, if you have to travel to that location, let's say it's let's say it's more than a mile away, you can deduct to and from travel expenses at 54 cents a mile, plus your meals at 100% of the cost of your meals. Now, that doesn't mean you can go crazy and have, you know, a $1,000 dinner. It has to be within reason, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I don't waste money. So if I'm in a situation like that, I'm going to have an inexpensive but healthy meal. I'm probably not going to spend more than $15 or $18 for a dinner. I'm not going to spend more than $10 for a lunch. That's without the gift that I'd be giving the waiter or waitress. So,
Are you talking about limits? Are there limits on things like, I have two daughters. One bought an expensive $800 cell phone. The other went to garagesale.com in our local area and bought a $25 cell phone.
I don't think so. What's reasonable? Now, as far as I can tell, it is within reason for some people to buy an $800 cell phone because they want a lot of bells and whistles and features and so forth. I'm with your other daughter who would spend the $25 if I were to buy one. I'm not going to because of my concerns about cell phones. But if you require a cell phone for your business, okay, if you think that contacting your clients promptly, on time, quickly is important, and you're not going to be at a computer for email all the time, and you think that that is the way for you to be in contact, then absolutely it is deductible. Now, how much of it's deductible? How much do you use of that cell phone? So if you figure you use half of it for personal use and half of it for business, then you can deduct 50% for your business. If you use 90% of it for your business and 10% personally, then you deduct 90%. If you use all of it for your business, then you deduct all of it. Now, that would be the cell phone bill, the taxes, you know, the fees, the insurance on the cell phone, and the repairs should it, you know, get dropped and broken. Now, if you were to buy a gold-plated or a gold case for it, you know, 24-carat, 14-carat case, to, you know, because you like the looks of it, I'd have a tough time justifying that. But even if it's an $800 phone, I think you can justify that.
Now, what if you had, we get our services like phone, landline, cable, and internet are all bundled together. How much of that could I deduct?
Okay, well, how much of it do you use? So, for example, at our farmhouse, pretty much everything I do is based on the business. So, for example, when I call Marty Barrett, okay, and I've talked to you, let me just ask you openly and in public, when I'm on the phone with you, do we talk about USA Prepares? Do we talk about instruction? Do we talk about the radio broadcast? Do we talk about the topic? Is it germane to, the last time we talked, was it germane to today's broadcast?
Yes.
Okay. And when you called me, was it germane to the broadcast? Didn't you have a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay, so those are all bona fide telephone calls. Now, if that's the kind of thing and of course we had some pleasantries, you know, how's your husband, and, you know, how are the children, and how are the puppies, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, but for the most part, 95%, 99% of our chat is about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what we're going to talk about, and, you know, getting everybody on the same page. It's all business. In my opinion. So it's deductible. Now, in your case, the cable. Do you use your cable for watching things that you think are germane to your tutorial business? Are you going to use your internet feed for watching YouTube videos as to how to operate your own business, how to do a startup business? tax deductions? Are you going to produce a YouTube video or two or three, or are you going to use the internet for producing lessons? If you are, you figure out, you determine, Marty Barrett, as the owner of the business, what percentage you are actually using of those services for your business. And then that would be the deduction percentage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, I don't watch hardly anything that is not germane to my business. Okay, if I watch something that some might call entertainment, like House of Cards, which is vile and filthy, I'll talk about that on the air. So, can I deduct that portion of Netflix? Of course I can, because I'm teaching our class about that. Now, in your case, you have to find, you know, what works for you and what is germane to your business. But yes, it is deductible at whatever percentage you feel is bona fide.
Now, do you have to have any proof of that you have a business? Any legal proof?
Are you saying, do you have to register your business?
Yes.
Well, I have, our business is registered with the Secretary of State, USA Prepares. If you want to register your name, you can do that. If you want to have a corporation, let's say you're concerned that you might be sued for something.
Uh-huh.
If you were making pickles and you thought, geez, you know, I might be poisoning a few of my customers if they buy some pickles. So I want to have a corporate structure to protect my house, my car, my property from.
Well, what if one of my service instructors here bit a person?
Well, okay, you have insurance for that with your homeowners, don't you?
Okay, got it.
Yes, you do. But as far as asking for permission to start your business, in my opinion, now just about everybody will disagree with me, but in my opinion, you can start a business without formally requesting permission to start your business. Have I formally requested the county for permission to start my business? Absolutely not. No. What do I need them for? Well, how are they going to help me with my business? The only thing they're going to do is jump on me and demand that I produce more and more and more of whatever they want. And I don't need their help. I really don't. As a matter of fact, I think they're a nuisance. So I'm not going to do it. Well, it's just like you have a dog license. I don't have a dog license. And I'm not going to get one. But you know, some people might arrest your dog if you don't have a dog license. If your dog gets out and you don't have a dog license, you know, they might fine you. In my case, I make sure that that doesn't happen. But I'm not going to get a permission to start my business or operate my business. But I have registered the name USA Prepares to protect the brand. And yes, I do have a corporate structure. I do have a corporate structure because at one time we had meetups and we had preparedness expos, and somebody could slip and fall on a grape that somebody put just in front of them just so we would get sued. And to protect our family, I did form a corporate structure. But if I were teaching lessons here at the farmhouse on biology, chemistry, zoology, astrology, whatever it is, I would not. That's just my thought.
Now, did that cost for you to register your business with the government?
Yeah. It's $50 a year. Yes, I have to pay $50 to keep that name. $50 to register it, $50 a year to keep it.
Okay.
But, you know,
the biggest thing I've learned from you today is the fact that not to be scared of an audit.
Absolutely not. It's the coolest thing. It really is. It's
I want
it's
you to describe your audit experiences.
You want me to do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So when our children were younger, I don't know, 3 and 4 years old, I wanted them to see what this was like. And so Mrs. Finelli and I went to an audit at the IRS. And so we brought all of our documentation with us, our computer printouts and all that. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, look, you know, this is going to take hours. So we're going to be here at least half a day. And the children are getting hungry. They're going to get bored. They're going to get cranky. And if they do, just let them do it. Whatever it is they want to do, let them do it. Let them run wild. And normally they wouldn't, but, you know, you keep them captive in a government office where, you know, it's foreign to them. They're going to get a little different from what they would be at home. And
I might act up in that circumstance.
And it's tense. And you can see, you know, the auditor isn't happy and smiling at us. He's shooting daggers at us across the audit table, right? And it's a government office, and it's not real pleasant. So the plan was to let the children do whatever they want to do. And if I said to Mrs. Finelli, look, the children are, can you do something? They're acting up a little bit. Please, it looks like our son is pulling the editing machine tape out of the calculator of the auditor. He's looking at the calculator and typing on the keys. And can you do something? And if I say something like that, just ignore me. Just say yes, I'll be glad to, and ignore it. Just let them continue. Well, after a couple of hours,
children too.
That'd be a good. Well, you should actually bring a whole bunch of people because it's a great educational experience. And by the way, that is another tax deduction. Okay, so I would tell the auditor right away, hey, thanks so much for inviting me. This is a great educational experience. Now that just puts a line in the sand saying I'm going to deduct this as an educational experience, and including my meals, because
Just don't feed those kids first.
I might even, depending on how long it takes, I might even order pizza, right at the order, have it delivered right there, and
and not share.
Well, I'd sell them half, if he, I would probably say, would you like to order, we're going Dutch treat. So what I did was I let the children go absolutely wild. Now, it's not like they were like what you see currently in the stores with yelling and screaming and crying. It wasn't like that. But there were crackers, and there were, the cups that could spill at any second with water on them, on the table. And they were looking at the books, and they were running around opening file cabinets, and it was great. It was really great. And so I would say to Mrs. Finelli, please, can you do something with the children? And she was perfect, absolutely perfect. She would nod and say yes and ignore me. And it just worked. Now, another thing is, you might think that you have to be civic minded when you go to one of these audits. Bathe, the day before, just before you leave the house. There's nothing that says you have to bathe the week before. There's nothing that says you have to use deodorant. There's nothing that says you have to wear, clothes that have just been washed and not worn a couple times. So I think the plan, to get out of an audit quickly is to stink.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty Barrett's with us. You know, Marty, the hour's going really, really quickly, and we've got a lot more to cover. So would you consider coming back a couple more times? Because I don't think we're going to make it through the entire extreme
sure.
tax deduction.
Fridays?
Yeah, Fridays. Okay. So next week, can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be part three next week. So, Marty, do you have any other questions?
One thing that I think I might be amiss on is I always assume that the guy that does my taxes is, when he submits those taxes, he's agreeing that if I'm audited, he goes with me. Mm-hmm. Is that the case?
Yeah. Well, do you have that in writing? Did he say, hey,
no.
And your guy's name is Joe, if I remember correctly, from
right.
broadcast number one? Yeah. So did Joe say, listen, Marty, it's okay. You know, you and your husband, I'm there. I'm with you. I'll be
no.
there. Has he said that?
Never said that.
Okay.
So,
well,
I can't assume that.
No. No. And by the way, is he available all year long, or does he, you know, is he a snowbird? Does he go to Florida?
Yes, he does.
He does. So your guy works, you know, hard, or, you know, long hours during tax season, and then he's gone. Okay, so
right.
you get the letter in the mail, you get the notice that you're going to be audited, you call up Joe, and so, hey, Joe, listen, I'm so glad you're here. By the way, thanks for taking my call. You know, my husband and I are getting audited. Remember you did our tax? Remember me, Marty Barrett? Marty Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T. Remember me?
That's how I started.
I sort of remember you. Well, we're getting audited, Joe, and so they say we got to be there on the 1st of next month. Can you be with us? Well, Marty, you know, I'm with my family. You know, I'm in Florida. You're 1,000 miles away. Geez, Marty, I don't think so.
He's in his second home that all of us dopes paid for.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say you're dopes, but I do want to say that you have been convinced that that's the way to do it because your neighbors have Joe do their taxes and, you know, your friends do, and that's how you got recommended. Or you're in one of those clubs, maybe a women's club, or your husband is in a men's club, Kiwanis or Lions or, you know, the Moose Club or something like that. Somebody recommended Joe, didn't they? How'd you find him?
I don't remember how we found him. He's not real local either. He's a good 45 minutes away.
Okay, so somebody recommended him.
Yeah, somewhere along the line.
Okay. All right. Well, let me talk about this. I mentioned here are some extreme deductions, tools, hand tools. Okay, so you've got this room in your house, and it's the third bedroom on the left, and you say, you know what? We're not using it anymore. Let's make that our training classroom. But, you know, the molding, we don't have molding in there, so let's put some molding on the floor. So you need a hammer and a saw and a miter saw and, you know, a nail punch. And so you need some tools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to do that, you could hire a carpenter, but that costs more. So you and your husband decide, we'll do it ourselves. We'll get the paintbrushes and we'll get this spackle. We'll fix a couple of those little gouges and, you know, dings and dents in the walls that have been there over the years. So we're going to need some tools. Spackle tools, the spackle supplies, the painting tools, the brushes, you know, the tarps, the, you know, all that stuff, the drop cloth, all the stuff that you need, the masking tape, all those are tax deductions, including the hand tools. And if you need some power tools, and if you need the power tools that are for this particular project to upgrade the room or renovate the room or spruce up the room, you know, to make it the way you want it for your classroom, those are all tax deductible items. Absolutely, because you wouldn't have had them if you weren't going to put that molding on. You wouldn't have painted that room.
And 100% of all these things.
Absolutely, in my opinion, yeah.
Wow.
And if I were audited, I'd say to the guy, "Look, I'll do that stuff. I don't need a hammer. What do I need a hammer for? I had to put the molding on, and it was less expensive than hiring. Do you know how much carpenters cost? Do you know how much painters cost? They wanted over $1,000 to paint that room." So my husband and I did it, and we bought, you know, a gallon of paint at the big box paint store, you know, the home improvement store. We got it for under $30 a gallon. We got the roller, the drop cloth. Heck, for under $150, we got the whole thing done. So we saved a lot of money. Don't you think that was? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And
Marty, let me just...
I want to hear about your auditing experiences.
Marty, I'll tell you this. This is not bragging. This is just the truth. We have won every audit. They have never been able to defeat us, including the guys that came after us for $100,000 in what they claimed was unpaid sales tax. There was no sales tax due. They made it up. And these guys are in the business of extracting money at the muzzle of a gun. And yes, you can win, and we win every time. And the only reason we win is because we have our facts. We do it above board. We don't break the code. We don't break the law. We do it honestly. And we have written reasons why we've done everything and their rules. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.